Greater day, beautiful people. I hope you guys are having an uber awesome day thus far. Just want to sprinkle a little extra positivity over your day. So Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1 through 8 states that there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Quite often, we all search for that perfect moment in time. We have this individualized expectation or perception of what the perfect moment or the perfect opportunity would entail. Possibly you've been gifted with this moment or moments in time, but weren't still enough to see it. We're so consumed with being where we think we should be and judging others for not fitting a mold that we ourselves don't even fit in. Imagine that instead of having the name you were given at birth, you were simply a definition. The definition would describe your heart and the way in which you go about expressing dislike for others or hiding the discourse within yourself. Or better yet, people had to define you. Would you be able to read it aloud? More importantly, is it what God would call you? There comes a time in our lives that we must refocus our energy onto ourselves and not into others. Just as the tide changes with the illumination of the full moon, your spirit changes with the presence of certain people because your energy disrupts your peace. You and your energy are more important than any moment in time. They're worth protecting. I'm not saying that all moments ending in negative situations are bad, but you have to be able to identify a moment from reality. Guilty of finding what I perceived to be peace in places or people that did not fit my true heart's desires. I molded into a body that was comfortable in a state that I'd be intolerable of in my right mind. Though blame could be shared, I chose not to. I owned it. Not because I was trying to prove to be the bigger person, but because I recognized I was looking for something in them or in those situations that only God could provide me. I need you to do the same. And then make a permanent change. God presents us with countless moments where he wants us to just see through his eyes, for us to love ourselves as he loves us, for us to respect and love those we come into contact with and afar. Stop rushing through time. Take a pause on life and just be. Open your eyes and decide if you're truly happy with the things you're accepting and doing. Seize your moment in time. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in a time loop. And if you're already in one, remember who you truly are and whose you are. Keep elevating, beautiful people.